Good morning. We have three readings this morning. The first is in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. That's Daniel 3, starting at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reply to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." The second reading is in the book of Genesis, chapter 40. This is the story about Joseph and his dreams and how he almost got out of prison. Chapter 40, verse 23. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. The last reading is from the first book of John, chapter 5. First John 5, verses 14 and 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. This ends the readings.
If we could have the children come forward. Come on up. Come on up, guys. Come on up, John. Going to introduce somebody to you guys. I think you've met him before. Remember who this is? This is the younger Mr. Stenson. John is a missionary, and he teaches people to be missionaries, and he's going to share some stuff with you guys today and with us guys too. So, John?
All right.
Thanks.
Well, I had an interesting week this last week. I was doing a lot of packing bags and deciding what to take and what to leave. And our family, maybe, Becca, can you stand up just a minute? Back there, if you see, that's my wife, Rebecca. And then, guys, can you stand up just a minute, too? These are my kids, Elliot, Annie, and Lee. And we're all moving to Lafayette at the end of this month. And so we can take whatever things are important to us in 10 suitcases. And that's all. And that's all we can take. So I've had to kind of rack my brain, like, what is important? And so I want to throw out a little phrase to you guys, okay? And I'm going to, and then I'll make this a little more simple. This is going to be a complicated thing that you can ask your parents about. What does that mean? It's this: value obligates. That's a very strange thing, but can we try to say it together? Value obligates. Okay, so that's a weird thing. And that's just a strange one. You can ask your parents, what does that even mean? Value obligates, okay? And you can ask them about that later. But we're going to talk mostly about circles. So let me illustrate quickly what this thing about value obligates mean. I was making this, Leif was actually telling me, Daddy, pay attention. You're not paying attention to worshiping. I was making a little something in the back while I was worshiping also. And it's this, and it's a very nice ring, but I made it from Kleenex. So anyways, if I were to say, like, here, if I were to offer, like, you could choose either one of these. You can have the Kleenex one or the gold one. Which one would you like? Really? Are you sure? I worked a long time. Okay, that's good. That's a good choice. High five. Okay, so that's a good choice. And value obligates. That's what that means. It means when we're making choices, we want to choose the thing that's more valuable, right? You don't want to choose. If you choose this one, you'd say, well, I don't understand why you did that. That's a little funny choice, right? This is just an old Kleenex. This probably should be in the bin, actually. But this is made of gold, and so it's very special, right? It's very valuable. And that's what it means, value obligates. It's just like the story about these guys from Daniel, actually. They said, you know what, king? Even that gold statue you made is not as valuable as the God we know. So we can't bow to that thing because it's not valuable. So always in our life, we have to decide, what is most valuable? What am I going to choose? And that's a whole thing that we do when we're kids, we start to do that. And then when we're adults, we have to do that too. And it's just a continuing process. And we have to be learning that, actually. None of us, even when we're adults, knows that very well. And so we have to keep asking God, God, what is most valuable? Okay, I'm going to tell you a scripture from Hebrews, and then we'll do the circles thing, and then we'll be done, okay? Here's the scripture. It's from Hebrews. It says, let's fix our eyes, let's look with our eyes towards Jesus, who, for the joy set before him, even endured the cross. So that means God, Jesus, was willing to suffer even very, very much because he saw something was even more valuable than the suffering. There was a joy that was set before him. And it doesn't explain there all of what that joy was for Jesus in that part of the Bible, but in other parts, Paul talks about it, and he one of the words he uses is the idea of reconciliation. That what Jesus was looking for in what would happen in the cross was that we could be friends with God again. And he said, that is so valuable, I will be willing to go to the cross because I want the people that we've made to be friends again with God. You see? So he said, that's worth it. I will do this because that is worth it. So I want to tell you a silly thing now, and I won't even tell you where this happens, but later you can look it up on the internet if your parents said it's okay. In some country in the world, now we'll get to the other circle things. So these are circle things. Remember that little saying I told you before we do that? Remember the little saying? Value obligates. So you ask your parents more about that later, but this is the illustration. Okay. More circles. In some place in the world, in some city in the world, every year people get, now what do you think this is? This is a very silly thing. Queso. What do you think a queso is? We gotta go to English now. Cheese! This is meant to be a cheese. Okay, this is silly cheese. It kind of looks like a moon, or I don't know what it looks like to you.
No, it's a moon.
It's meant to be a wheel of cheese. And in some country of the world, in some city in the world, every year, people take a cheese like this, roll it down the hill. That one doesn't roll so good. It's not a good cheese. And then, you know what people do? They run down the hill to get the cheese. And they hurt themselves and other people a lot, to where some of them, after having tried to get the cheese, end up in hospital. They even have medical people on hand to help because so many people get hurt trying to get the cheese. Now, if we think about that other statement, value obligates. What do you think? Is that a good way to, is that a good choice? Are they choosing the most valuable? No, it doesn't seem like it, does it, Lee? Right? So they're saying, I will even hurt my body and get hurt and blah, and have to go to hospital for a piece of cheese. That seems like maybe they needed a little, I don't know, maybe their dad needed to talk to them or something, right? So there's a problem with that. They're maybe not choosing what's most valuable. Right? And we can do that too sometimes. We sometimes do that too. We sometimes don't choose the most valuable. But God's trying to help us to learn what is most valuable throughout all of our lives. Right, so that's a silly thing about the idea of value obligates from Hebrews 12. Okay, got a couple other circles for you. And if we think about what was the thing I said Jesus was so, why was Jesus so willing to suffer? What was he thinking about?
Because
he wanted to show how strong he was. You know, that's a good answer, Lee. And I think maybe partly he wanted to show how strong his love was. You know, not just how strong his body was, but how strong his love was. And God wants to use us to show how strong his love is too. And so I have three other circles. Does anybody like to, some people in my family like to touch things more than others. Does anybody like to touch things? Yes, you do? Okay. Why don't you pick one of these? You can choose any one you like. Good choice. Somebody else? Yes, Lee, which one are you going to have? Okay, we got one more. Would you like to do this? You sure, buddy? Okay. Well, you could. No? All right. Anybody else? Would you like help? No, I'll just hold this one then. Okay, why don't you guys come on up here? Come on up. So these are three ways that we can not choose to chase the cheese. Okay, these are three things that we can do that help us to line our hearts up with God's heart of reconciliation, of friendship. Okay, so let's see what you've got first. You don't have to go up here. You just hold it up in the air so all the other people can see that. Okay, these are three things that we can give. Now, Jesus gave it all. You know, he didn't hold back in any way. And he's asking of us simple giving. He's saying, hey, your hearts need to belong to me, but these are simple ways you can show that. So what does this one look like to you guys? It's a clock. So these are all T things, too. They're circles and T. This is time. So a really simple way that we can pursue friendship with God and invite people to friendship with God is just time. Take time. So I'm going to challenge all the big people, challenging myself too, like this week to say, God, let me give you extra time. Not necessarily devotional time, but time that I will spend with someone. Quality time of connection. And it might not even be somebody I don't know. Maybe it will be my brother or my sister. For me, that was when I was asking God, where do I spend my time? Last week, he said, hey, go get a coffee with your brother. So that's what we did. You probably don't drink coffee. Okay. But you can find a friend and say, maybe you take some extra time and you show them you're special to God. Right? Because I can say that to anybody, but when I show it, that's when it makes sense. Right? Just saying it sometimes doesn't make as much sense as showing it. Hey, you're special to me, so that's how you're going to know you're special to me. Right? Okay, what do you got, Lee? Oh, you lost yours already. Okay. Oh, man. These are kind of flying things. So one is time. The next one is this. Now, this one's hard. This is maybe hard.
This is a plate.
It's a plate. This is meant to be a plate. But you said a plate doesn't start with T, and it doesn't. It starts with P. But this is meant to represent table. The idea of sharing my table. Sharing food. So that's another challenge for the big people, challenge for myself. We all have to eat. We do it every day, multiple times a day. Sometimes the difference between doing that activity alone and inviting someone else to it can be a real connection. It's a really amazing way to say, hey, God loves you. Yeah? Let's grab lunch together. It's a simple one, right? So table. Time, table. And then here's the other one. Now this one is the hardest of all. Even it didn't make sense to me after I did it. So I just had it in a circle, but it's meant to be a book, and this is meant to be words, even though they're scribbly words. And this is truth. Okay? Truth. So what is a word of truth that I can share to someone else this week? Like, you know what? I forgot your name, buddy. Seth. Because I remember I met you one time and we were drawing on a Frisbee. Is it? Something I know about Seth is he is a good artist. Do you know that, Seth? You're a good artist. And I think also you have a very good imagination. And God has made you a very creative, wonderful young man. And I'm glad to know you. Can I have a high five? Yeah. Simple words of truth. When we speak a word of affirmation, it is significant. So when I say to you, I like your sandals, does that make you feel happy? Yeah. You know, God likes to speak words of affirmation to us, actually. Many times we're not aware of that. We're just thinking about the negative thing. What did I fail in? And all these things. But there's so many things. One of God's practices actually in Genesis. Daily, he noticed what he was doing. He said, that was good. You know? He took time every day to say what was good. And so as we, with our friends even, we speak truth to them. Hey, this is great about you. I don't actually know you well. I don't even know your name. That's terrible. My name's John.
Hi.
Addie. That's a very beautiful name. What do you like, Addie?
I like sports.
Sports. So if I ask some people that know you a little better about you, they will be actually best equipped to say something about you, a word of truth, right? But you know what I can know about you? I know that God has some dreams for you that you might not even know about yet, but are very fun and very surprising, and He is going to work with you throughout your whole life to try to show you those dreams and for them not to stay dreams but to become real, which is super fun. kind of exciting. I mean, everything about growing up has mixed parts to it, right? But that's exciting. So that's the last one, is truth. Just speaking truth to those who are around us. So the three things were what? Time.
Table.
And truth.
And so, shoe.
And shoe. Okay, shoe. Keep shoe for another thing. Okay. Okay, fine.
I need my mom.
Okay, so that's what I have for you guys today. So I'm going to just encourage you, remember that statement, value obligates. Ask your parents about it. And then throughout this week, you can take time to say, God, I want to do one of those things that Mr. John talked about. Maybe give a little extra time to somebody, or share some food with them, or share an encouraging word, you know? Leif is very good at these encouraging words, this word of truth. He's like, Mommy, you are the best stamp sticker-honor that I've ever known, you know? And he just, but it's very genuine, you know? And it's irreplaceable. So, bless you guys, all right? And well, listen, God has more things for us this morning, but I hope you can remember these circles. And don't, whatever you do, don't chase the cheese. All right, good.
So we got treats for the kids.
Oh, good.
And John,
good.
Stay up here.
Okay.
So, move this over here, guys. We got some treats for you. Put this here. Come on over here. And you all can take one. Go ahead.